Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Way back when Simon and I started a podcast, it is this podcast, spoiler alert, and one of the things that we wanted to do was give permission for dinner to be easier, you know?
Yes.
Like, it's just, who needs a fancy, busy dinner if it's just for you and your fam on a weeknight? Not me. So one of the first things we did was talk about having toast for dinner.
We did. I think it was one of the very first episodes, wasn't it?
It sure was. And it went off. And I want to revisit that idea with a new version of that, courtesy of Adam Liao. This is your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
5-Minute Food Fix is all about saving you time and really taking the stress out of dinner or whatever the next meal is. And this is a really great one from Adam Liao. It was just published in the Sydney Morning Herald and it's called Tuna and Tomato on Toast. So just by title alone, we're kind of three quarters there, right, Simon?
We are.
You're all the way there. Do you remember the last time you had toast for dinner?
Yes, I do. It was probably... last Wednesday, actually, I had toast for dinner, Yumi.
And tell me more about it. What did you have on top?
I put on some leftover bolognese, which is one of my favourite things to have on toast, and probably what I was talking to you about 2 years ago when we first talked about things to put on toast. And it was delicious.
Did you put cheese on
as
well?
Oh, of course. A nice grating of Parmesan over the top, a drizzle of balsamic vinegar, a little splush of olive oil, salt flakes, pepper, fancy plate, cut the toasts. Sourdough toast in half. Felt like a winner. Very happy with my dinner. Very pleased. No shame.
Can I just dig in a little bit further here? Mm. Was it you and the fam or was it just you by yourself?
Oh, that was me by myself. That was a little leftover bolognese.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Simon, is that the sort of thing that you would tend to do as a solo person's meal?
Sometimes, yes. Just because the act of kind of making that bolognese on toast for four or five is a bit like cooking five steaks individually, right? You know, it's not actually that time efficient when you get to the point of serving it up for five.
Is that because everybody's got their own preference?
Everyone will have their own preference. And just also the plating up of, you know, the toast, getting the toast exactly right, all the rest of it, you may as well just throw the pasta back in there and give them spaghetti bolognese again. Do you know what I mean?
I just love your perspective because you are so goddamn right. Okay, so let's get back to Adam Liao's thing. Basically, you need five really good tomatoes and tuna. So one of the sort of medium size, not the tiny ones, but the next size up, about 425 grams. Now, in your expertise as a cookbook guy, do you know the big difference between tuna in spring water versus tuna in oil?
Yeah, one of them is really tasty and one of them isn't,
I think. Because I've read some dietitians and nutritionists write about this and they basically do say that the tuna stored in water is better for you because you've got more control over the kind of oil used.
Oh, really?
And more often than not, the so-called olive oil that the tuna is canned in is an olive oil blend. So it's like a little bit of good olive oil and then a ton of cheap canola or sunflower oil. Adam Liao kind of echoes that in this recipe, saying use the spring water stuff and then add your own oil into it. So you've got your five tomatoes, you've got your tuna chunks in spring water that you drain really well, about a quarter of a cup of good olive oil, which is heaps, but some is to put on the toast, some dried oregano, and then some basil leaves to garnish at the end if you want. So do you already hear how simple this is? Are you on board for it?
I do. I like.
Because it's not your bolognese on toast, but it is as simple as, you know, it's just a variation of that. So basically cut up your tomato, put it in a bowl with the tuna, add your olive oil, your oregano, and then taste it. If you want salt and pepper, you might just want pepper. And then it depends on how you like to eat your tuna. My son doesn't like the chunks, but I do. So it's, again, we're going back to the bolognese. It's everybody wants their steak well done or rare, but no one in between. Now, here's the bit where I can see you excelling, Simon. It's getting the toast right. It's such an art, and I think it's the thing I neglect the most, because by the time I get to that stage, I'm really just like, I'm in action mode. You know, I'm not in perfectionist mode. But Adam suggests that you use a griddle pan. Mm. You drizzle or even brush your bread with olive oil. Ooh. And then you griddle the toast to get those charry stripes, lovely black stripes. He even suggests putting a weight on the bread to keep it in contact with the griddle pan without squashing it. So basically do that to both sides, get a good char on, and then at the last minute you can toss basil leaves through your tuna and tomato mixture, or you can just place them, drape them over the top. Like,
this is very elevated.
Isn't it elevated?
For dinner, isn't it?
If you're Simon, you might want to add some salt and pepper at the last pass and a drizzle of olive oil.
Yeah, I'll tell you what else I'd quite like. A few calamansi olives halved on top, a few little black olives on top of that would be nice with that tomato.
Now we are in the elevator and we're going up to the top floor. Mm,
yeah, we are. We are.
Who would have thought tuna and tomato on toast? I can already tell that we're going to get a ton of feedback about this. Is people just saying, I needed permission to do this, and it was absolutely fantastic. Send us your pics to our 5-Minute Food Fix Instagram, or just keep listening.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.